Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Chris 330J, just put a real Twitter handle in there. Is it time to start talking about the draft or am I... No, and it wasn't when you tweeted me the same damn thing 12 hours ago. You guys got... Some of you folks are just addicted to the struggle. You are addicted to poor feelings. That's what it is. You're addicted to upset. You're addicted to strife, to internal strife. That you're addicted to it. It has become a lifestyle. And for 20 years, because you know they've struggled for 20 years... You automatically go back to something you know. Even if it's a bad habit, it's still a habit. So you go back to something you know. They didn't even play yesterday. They didn't even play.
Oh, I can't believe the Ravens won on the road in Seattle.
Okay, well, we'll just do the Sad Bastard Show. It's going to be like a Monday after a Browns game then. Fine. We'll do Sad Bastard Monday.
I'll
go out by the shame bush, and we'll just have a Sad Bastard Monday.
I could not believe that game because I'm sitting there in the second quarter. I was with Schwab over at 19, and I'm like, this game's over. It's when Seattle had the ball, and I think they were up four or whatever in the second quarter, because I'm like, it's raining. It's been raining the whole time. I'm like, there's no way the Ravens can come back from behind. And then all of a sudden, Russell Wilson throws, of all the time to do it, he throws his first interception of the year. Couldn't do it last week. Instead, he throws his first interception of the year. It was one of the dumbest passes you'll ever see. Yes, I just said that about Russell Wilson. And, of course, the guy they just got, Marcus Peters, they just traded for him, who was a malcontent with, of all team, the Rams, and picks it off to pick six. And for whatever reason, the rest of the game, it was just death by a thousand cuts. And, I mean, Lamar Jackson, I thought he was outstanding. I thought he was absolutely – it's the best, what, 8-9 completion performance in NFL history? It was incredible. He just could not be tackled. He was looking every bit of Michael Vick and just gashed them. Even the one drive, he had that dime of a touchdown throw that his tight end dropped along with every other ball he dropped. And then he just ran it in the end zone. So he had to score twice on that drive against Seattle on the road in a rainstorm. I could not believe it. I sat there and I wasn't as upset as I am when the Browns lose. But I was like, that this feels... Can't say it feels like a loss because we've had losses.
The Browns didn't lose. It doesn't feel like a loss.
But it felt pretty bad. I sat there defending the Browns on Twitter for the next 3 hours. I sat there. Twitter was in meltdown mode like the Browns lost yesterday.
So Lima calls me. You were walking down Euclid. And so Lima decides to call me while he's on his brisk walk to go get some food because you were working yesterday, right? Mm. Yeah. And so Lima calls me. And I'm just sitting there on my porch. I'm just watching the sun go down, basically, just hanging out. And Lima's talking to me on the phone. He goes, Twitter's just in a meltdown right now. I go, well, for what? I go, did someone like out for Sunday already? Is that it? Like, what's going on? What happened? Well, the Ravens won. I'm just like, oh, okay. And I looked at it. It's just one after another. Oh, this is just a disaster. This is a mess. You're 2-4. You're not good. You're not good. I'm not saying that everything's fine. No, you're 2-4. But one team played and had an opportunity to win. One team played and had an opportunity to do it. Someone mentioned the Twins or the Ravens. I disagree. Plenty of people agreed with that. You agreed with it. The Ravens or the Twins. I don't. I don't. A professional football team that is well coached is going to have a chance. I told you at the beginning of the year, who did I pick to win the division? I didn't even pick the Browns to win the division. Who do we say was the best team in the division? I got ripped up and down.
Well, I actually thought it was Pittsburgh, but
I
went out the window week one.
I said, if they're at the top of the division and nobody's talking about them, then they're still at the top of the division. They're still the defending champions. They're still well-coached. They still find a way. They didn't just buy into Lamar Jackson because they wanted to lose. They didn't do any of that. They didn't do any of it. They didn't go out and get Marcus Peters because they wanted to lose. They didn't go do any of that stuff. So all of a sudden, you're surprised. Like the Twins, you could say you were a little bit surprised. They gave a couple of, you know, one-year deal, two-year deal, things like that. And then the Indians just didn't play the way they were supposed to. But for this, how could you be surprised? Have the Ravens, like if the Bengals were 7-0 instead of 0-7, then you could say you're surprised. Yeah, I'd be more surprised with the Bengals than I would with my face sewn to the carpet if I woke up. Like, that's surprising. The Ravens are not a surprise.
I think what going into doing, Seattle's a little bit of a surprise to Browns fans.
It's not. It's really not.
I think most Browns fans had us gaining ground in the division, not losing ground yesterday.
I'm just not surprised. And I think a lot of Browns fans, you might be saying that. They might have been banking on some sort of a loss to Seattle because they wanted them to lose to Seattle so well. You know, we both lost to Seattle, and we still beat them, so we're still better than them. Fine, I guess you could rig it up any single way you want to make yourself feel better. This is what it is. You're a 2-4 football team. So if you just want to sit here and be a sad bastard all week like everybody else wants to, then go right on ahead. I'm not going to do that. Even though I'm certainly worked up right now over this entire conversation.
I like the Twins analogy right now because think about what happened with the Twins this year. They jumped out to the really hot start. No one seems to really think that this Ravens team, as dynamic as Lamar Jackson's been, does anybody really think you can win playoff games like that? We saw what happened last year in the playoffs with them. They got figured out pretty easily. And in the playoffs, you're playing better teams. And when you're one-dimensional, it's harder, and that's kind of like the Twins. The Twins, no one really thought the Twins were a good playoff team, and then look what happened in the playoffs. They got summarily dismissed pretty quickly, and I think the Browns match up against the Baltimore Ravens good. Like, the Indians ended up with a winning record against the Twins. That's why I think that is an excellent example right now.
You pay attention. This is why it's not, because you pay attention to the league. You pay attention to the teams. If you're really surprised by this, you've only watched the Browns, and that's it. You've only watched the Browns against the Ravens, and that's it. They're a good football team. And they have a much stronger coach. They have a much better track record. That's why I got so excited when they were looking to fire that guy at one point last year. We were hearing those rumors. I will drive to Baltimore
and go get
personally.
Him. I was with you.
And go get him.
I was with you. Absolutely.
I will call up any limo driver I can and make sure personally that I can get that guy. Because he's a fine coach, and he's got a fine system, and they do things the right way over there. As much as I can't stand him, they do it very, very well, and they always give themselves a chance. This is what you're watching. You're watching a ridiculously good football coach with a guy. Hey, Lamar Jackson has some talent. I'm not going to rip Lamar up and down. I just look at it, and I go, all right, 9-20 isn't that great. I know. I saw it too, Anthony. Okay, I got it. I know. But the interpretive dance that's going on with the stat sheet is something that's phenomenal.
I thought he was outstanding yesterday. Third quarter, here was the play of the game. The third quarter, they line up to kick a field goal, right, do the safe thing. Go on the road. Everybody says, oh, you're on the road, go take the field goal, get your lead over Russell Wilson and make him work. But we all know what would have happened. If they just kick a field goal there, Russell Wilson's driving down the field, they're scoring a touchdown, and then you're losing. Instead, what happened, Harbaugh calls timeout, and Lamar Jackson goes over, pleads his case, let me go for it. They're not going to stop me. Let me go for it. So what does he do? They call the run up the middle. There's 10 in the box. He still gets the first down and then scores the touchdown. And it was on a drive where his tight end already had lost the football on a beautiful throw in the end zone. So they scored twice on that drive. Mm-hmm. That was the game. That was such a huge moment. And, you know, we're comparing Freddie and Harbaugh from time to time. Freddie's been aggressive. I mean, he went for it on fourth down three times against that same Seattle team, and they got two of them, and I thought that kept them in the game. And I thought some of those were unorthodox, but I mean, the Harbaugh thing, it's tough to escape right now. They've got a coaching edge, even though you beat them, you did beat them on the road, but overall, I think Harbaugh has been absolutely a plus, and I think you could say Kitchen so far has been a negative.
Let's go to the phones. Mike and Shaker. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. I want to agree with Lima first off with him talking about Harbaugh. I mean, it's evident that he's a great coach and they do whatever it takes to win. If we could say that about the Browns, Chubb would be
what
do
you, wait, a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Baker would wait a minute, wait a minute. Whoa, 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 whoa. What does whatever it takes to win mean?
Well, I mean, look at how many times they just called Jackson's number, you know, on the quarterback option. I mean, that's clearly a weapon for them. They're not trying to make him into John Elway or anything.
116 yards rushing yesterday. Incredible.
Yeah, my point exactly. I mean, we should play more off of Chubb instead of just trying to force the ball to Odell and make Baker look like he's the next coming. I want to say that yesterday watching that game, I said, there's no way we catch these guys four games. We're ultimately four games back with three in the loss column, but we have to get over them by one game, so that will put us four games back.
Well, if you
back.
Beat them again, you have the tiebreaker, obviously.
Yeah, but we still got to catch them three games. I mean, even if we beat them again, we have to catch them three games, you know? So, and I just say that this slow start, we've seen it before. They gas us up during preseason and training camp. Oh, we're good. We don't need to play, guys. And we come out the first month and get our asses handed to us. We've seen this story before when they sell us these dreams at training camp. So this is all ultimately on Freddie Kitchens. You know, I think, sad to say, John Dorsey looks a little too arrogant, so he's not going to make a coaching change the first year in. So we're going to be looking at even next year a slow start, and then we're going to be trying to get him out of here mid-season, you know. So we're in a rut, guys. You know, we've seen this before, and I'm just salt sick to my
right.
stomach that our
All
season
right,
is
Mike,
over.
Thank you for, the uplifting message this morning. You have a wonderful day. Let's go to Dan in Amherst. Dan, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning to you.
Hi.
And I was just going to say, the thing that surprises me is how much of a leader it seems that Lamar Jackson is, even compared to Baker Mayfield. I mean, the way he talks to his guys, he seems to rally his team, the emotion he has in it. I know Baker shows a lot of emotion but it seems like Lamar Jackson is just like, he's a lot smarter than I thought he was when he's on the field reading the defenses, and he just seems to be much more of a leader than Mayfield is at this point in his career. I mean, that's what surprises me. I would have thought Mayfield would have been more of the leader, but watching Lamar Jackson and the way he
I don't know, Dan. I don't know how. Look, I think Lamar is a great leader. There's a reason he was a winner and did what he did in college, and they gravitate towards him. But I think the Browns players gravitate towards Baker. Mm-hmm. I don't think Baker shows any leadership issues with the team. Do you?
I think one has a lot more on their shoulders than the other. And Lamar Jackson's
like,
go ahead.
And you even heard the announcers were talking about how Lamar put the team on his back and took him down the field. I mean, I haven't seen Baker put the team on his back yet, the way Lamar Jackson has. And I understand it's early in the season, but if this continues the way it looks like it's going to continue, the Browns are going to be really pressed to even win the division. If they don't win the division, I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs, especially at 2-4.
I don't think they're going to win the division, and they might not make the playoffs because of that. Dan, thank you very much for the call. This is enlightening all of a sudden. You were 2-4 going into the weekend. Now, people are woken up to this, to the possibility of them not winning the division. That's all it took was the Ravens to play it again and us to have a bye week.
And I'm looking.
I'm just, okay, fine. Good morning. Welcome to everything.
I still think the division's got to be the way to go. God, I said that about the Indians. This is the exact same Indians thing that we went through.
What I'm saying, all last week, we said they're in trouble there in terms of the postseason. We said that you could look at this and say, man, you could have a great second half and rip off a bunch of wins and this, that, and the other, and still not make the postseason because of the hole that you're digging for yourself. Because you quit. You beat yourself in a few of those games. Rams just lined up and beat you. I could say 4th-and-9, maybe you did beat yourself. But you can't put yourself in that type of position.
Well, I have a note.
I'm surprised all of a sudden it seems that people have just realized this today.
I have a note for everybody who's going to watch Monday Night Football tonight and see the Patriots, the team that's next on your schedule. We're hoping for a brutally physical game. I'll just leave it at that. A nice physical game.
Ah.
And the last thing any of you should want, all of us Browns fans, the last thing we would want is for the Jets to pull off that upset.
Oh, you're right.
Because you do not want. I've made a case. I made the case for you off the air.
Oh yeah.
And I'll at some point this week I'll put it on the air when we start previewing the Patriots.
You're right.
The Patriots don't need this game next Sunday against the Browns. They don't need it. They're undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some guys banged up. They don't need it.
Yeah. And better be rooting for the Pats.
Belichick, I think, at times almost roots for a loss.
You better be rooting for the Pats
to get his guys like motivated.
Oh jeez. Is if they end up losing that game, first off, they're not losing two in a row when you come back to Gillette.
The point spread goes from double digits to triple digits for the next game.
That big of one. And then people are already calling in with Lamar. I didn't even ask. You didn't even ask. They're still calling in. Guess who's got to look good for the Jets to win that football game?
Sam Darnold. Okay. I get it.
That one I did want. 216-578-0092. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lime on the Fan.
We did a segment on this that I couldn't go to a Browns message board or Reddit board without the nonstop making fun of Lamar Jackson. Like, Browns fans, when we got Odell, they said we're clearly the best team in the division. Like, the ones that at least I was seeing. I don't know if sometimes it's different from real fans.
This is going to be upsetting, and people get mad. Talent-wise, you are. That's why you're so disappointed right now. If this was 2017, it would just wash over you, and that's it. Talent-wise, you are the best team in the division. That's why you're so frustrated. Go ahead.
Well, I just wonder if that's part of it. To go into the season, when you get Odell Beckham, you know, you're thinking, well, even if it's going to be really hard to just make that leap immediately from non-playoff team to like Super Bowl contender. Mm. I think the general consensus was we're the team to beat in this division. And you remember the actual numbers, the betting numbers, they all had us, you know, right around the top of the division. Browns fans were going, we were getting crazy. We were talking about Baker for MVP. And even I didn't poo-poo that. I'm like, well, if he makes the leap from what he did last year, if he has a Deshaun Watson-like leap, then why not? Why couldn't he be in the MVP discussion? And we're sitting here 6 weeks in, your team's 2-4, and he's one of the worst quarterbacks in the league statistically. Like, that's while Lamar Jackson puts on a show yesterday on the road in Seattle in a rainstorm and beats Russell Wilson. Like, that's hard. That's hard for a lot of people to digest, I think, today.
216-578-0092. They are getting in. John and Huron. John, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Wonderful. Go ahead.
I would just like everyone to step back and relax. Four of the five Baltimore Ravens victories have been against bad football teams.
Yeah, but I don't think people are going to want to hear that today when they went on the road to Seattle and beat them.
Yes, they have one quality win out of the five that they have, but their schedule gets tougher at the end of the season.
It does.
And the Browns gets easier.
So what you're saying, though, is that the Browns have two wins. One of them isn't quality. Are the Ravens a quality win?
Yes.
How can that be a quality win when they haven't beaten anybody, according to you?
Well, they're not a bad football team, but the four teams that they have beaten out of the five are bad.
Okay. You caught that, right?
No, I know what he's saying, though. I know what he's saying. Because we were discounting the Ravens' wins before yesterday.
Oh, I'm not going to let that go by. Please.
It's because the teams that they beat aren't that good doesn't mean that they're not a good team. They are a good team. It's just that their wins so far, four out of the five.
We're not that impressive.
We're not very impressive because of who they beat. That's what he's trying to say. Okay. He's not saying that they're not a good team. It's just that the people that they have beaten so far, the teams that they have beaten so far, really weren't that good. I don't know why that was so hard to understand.
Because I think it's illogical. That's why. I think it's illogical. The first part of it is that if they haven't beaten anybody that's good except for one, if four out of the five wins aren't quality wins, then I guess that they're not a quality opponent because you're tearing down the Baltimore Ravens. You're tearing down their record and saying that their record isn't what they are. You're saying they're not a good football team, that they're a fake good football team. That's not what they are. The other part of it is that we are focusing on the wrong thing. Baltimore isn't that good. Focus on the Browns and why the Browns aren't that good. You got to focus on the right thing. It's been inward all last week. What is wrong? How do we go about fixing that?
Well, fortunately, I think the team doesn't worry about all this other stuff. If they're a team worth anything at all, they're not. That's a fan thing. The fans, we're the ones sitting there. Like, NFL teams think that they can roll off seven straight wins. Like, they're like, well, if we find our mojo, whatever, we'll just start winning games. Fans, we do the schedule game. That's all fans ever do. Teams don't do that. They think they can win every game. Even a bad team thinks they can win. The Jets think they have a chance to win tonight against the Patriots.
Well, you're the one talking yourself into thinking that the Browns can beat the Patriots on Sunday.
Yeah, because I've seen some crazy results this year. And yeah, they're double-digit dogs. I think Vegas installed them as, what, 10-point dogs? 10.5 going into this game.
10.5.
But the great thing is to teams, that doesn't matter. That stuff doesn't matter. You see all the time. I mean, Miami almost beat the Bills yesterday. Probably should have. You just don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Rob in Cleveland. Rob, you're next up on the Fan.
I agree with the last caller. Everybody needs to calm down. If we can get four out of these next five games, Baltimore has a rough schedule coming up. I think the division's still up for grabs. I think we'll do all right.
How do they get four out of the next five games?
I think we can do that. I think we can get it together, and it's going to start with New England. I think we're going to shock New England.
I'll tell you what, you're not wrong. They can beat anybody. But I mean, you get it, Rob. That's why people are frustrated, because they have the best talent in the division. I think they're the most talented team in the division. But when you're starting out 2-4, and I don't care about the schedule, because you had a chance to beat Seattle, and you should have beat Seattle, and you didn't play up to the way you're supposed to in the second half, and Seattle decided to go ahead and let you shoot yourself in the foot, and then they took over. Isn't that still a problem? Isn't that still a problem for this football team?
Well, they're still a young team. Those are growing pains, and we're going through them right now. I think we can correct those with a 5-week and get back on track. I think we'll be all right.
All right, Rob, I'm going to go with you, and I'm going to hope that they can, and I hope that those are just growing pains. 216-578-0092. Coming up in 20 minutes, we got Ricochet joining us on the show, WWE superstar Ricochet. And up next, it's Lima Likes, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.